Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Money, 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 money.
Mully and Aw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to our buddy Joe O, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Turo, your all-weather tire, Turo.com. Joseph, how are you, bud?
Doing well, guys. How about you?
Okay.
David can't understand.
It's okay.
He can't understand the Bulls line tonight.
Help me understand it, Joe.
Walk him through it.
15 and a half.
So what are you thinking? It's way too high?
I think it's very high. I just want to know, why is it that high?
Yeah. No LaVine, I guess that's a big part of it. But also, if you look on the other side, Tatum is questionable. I had the same reaction when I looked at that number. This is also a Celtics team that, if you look at them over the last 3 weeks, it's been a lot of win, loss, win, loss. Rockets are good, but they lost at home the other night to Houston by a bucket at the very end. They've talked about it. They just can't get things going. It is not. They don't have the same feeling as last year. So 15 points. The Bulls have played them 3 times. They beat them once. One was sort of close, and one they were blown out at home by 25. So I think they're kind of asking for people to bet on the Bulls because they know it's going to be tough to get Bulls money. But I would agree with you. If I'm doing something in this game, I would take the Bulls and all of these points.
It is a ton of points. I looked at it yesterday. It was 14 and a half. I don't know why they lost a point overnight. So it just, that's the line. So help us out here, Joe. The look ahead line seemed to not hold the Chiefs in the same sort of feeling they have them now. The Chiefs are heartily favored, right? Is that line moving at all? Is the Super Bowl? I just don't quite understand why it opened as it did and why it's moving.
There has been no movement on the point spread from Sunday night, from after the championship games were complete. Yeah, there are ideas about look ahead lines. Before the championship Sunday games, there was talk about, okay, it would be somewhere in this range, maybe one. It opened 1.5. Chiefs as the favorite. It is right now 1.5. What did change a little bit is the total. That went up one full point from 48.5 to 49.5 with these two offenses going at it, even though on the Eagles side, you have, by a lot of numbers, a defense that has been viewed as the best in the NFL this year. And then you've got Spags on the other side. Mm. That's an amazing matchup that you're going to see, Fangio against Spags. But yeah, there's been no movement so far. Obviously a neutral field, so they're saying let's slant the Chiefs a little bit, probably because of the Mahomes factor. And, you know, for all this chatter out there about, oh, the Chiefs, you can't stop Mahomes, we know what's going to happen, it's still 1.5, guys. I find that to be pretty interesting. We could probably come up with some sort of an angle of what has to happen for the Eagles to win. Will I do it? Probably not. But you know, we could talk about it. Jalen Carter against the interior Kansas City offensive line, that the Chiefs are dead last in the NFL at stopping the tight end. But in the end, you know, you look at Mahomes, guys, he's 8-0 straight up against Vic Fangio defenses. I was surprised to see that, even when they were in the division. Now 6 were Denver, a couple in Miami. But Mahomes, when he's favored by a field goal or less or an underdog, he's just about unstoppable.
Quickly, Joe, so we know that Ben Johnson's honeymoon is just beginning and we're all a little drunk with hope. But are the Bears better bets at this stage as early as it is in the Vikings?
Yeah, so I find this to be fascinating, how they line up the teams in the North. And I think we all expect it's going to be the Lions at the very top. But what are you going to do with all this Bears excitement that we're going to get? Now, not every sports book has posted Super Bowl odds for next season, but the ones that have slotted the Bears with shorter odds, saying they would have a better chance at winning the Super Bowl. They're the better team than Minnesota. The Bears are in the middle of the league, 33-1, and then Minnesota down at 40. It was a season where in the regular season until the tail end, everything seemed to go right for Minnesota. We don't know the quarterback. I think that's the biggest reason. Because of Darnold's finish, don't know what they're going to do. Is it going to be McCarthy, essentially a rookie? Are they going to go over to Daniel Jones? He was on the team at the very end of the year. Don't really know, but you still have O'Connell. You still have Flores. So that's a tough putt for me, guys. I would not say that the Vikings are better than the Bears today. Or rather, the Bears are better. Sorry.
Great stuff, Joe. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
That is our guy, Joe O, from BetQL Network.
Yeah, good advice there. I'm tempted. I'm not a big bettor, but this Bulls-Celtics game has me intrigued.
Yeah, I mean, my problem is always I hate to bet the way they seem to be encouraging.
I know.
And it's like they're, you know, if you're sitting there saying, hey, wait a minute, I got to jump in here, that's almost like they're throwing a hook in the water.
Do the opposite of what I would do when it comes to betting.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. Do whatever I don't want to do.
Yeah.
All right. It's Mully and Haw. We've got a lot to go over. We're going to get into it next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.